What kind of pressure are you under right now? Will you fold or will it draw you closer to God? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlock, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Now that the school year's been going for a bit and you've probably got a few activities underway, are you starting to feel like you're under pressure? There's schoolwork to do, maybe rehearsals, practices, clubs, lessons. You can have a lot going on all at the same time. Now, that's not the only kind of pressure you might feel either. Maybe someone is pushing you to give in and do something you know is wrong, or they're offering something to you that you know will hurt you in the long run. Withstanding that pressure could make anyone crack. But if you follow Jesus, you don't have to rely on yourself. We'll talk about that with today's Devo, Under Pressure, by A.W. Smith. Have you ever used a pressure canner? It looks like a large pot with a lid that clamps on securely. When you can food at home, you put the beans or corn or whatever you're trying to preserve into glass jars, then place the jars in the pressure canner along with some water. As the canner is heated up, the heat causes pressure to build up inside, which cooks and preserves the food in the jars, and it also seals the jars. When they're done, the canned food can be stored for a year or more, and it won't spoil. But sometimes, while the canner is still building up pressure, you might hear a loud crack. If one of the glass jars had a weak spot, the pressure inside the canner could cause it to break. It couldn't handle the pressure. Do you ever feel like a jar that can't handle the pressure? There's pressure everywhere. People might try to get us to do things we know are wrong, and if we don't, they might make us feel like we're the ones who's wrong. Being under that kind of pressure is exhausting. But pressure can work two ways, like in the pressure cooker. It cooks the food and keeps it from spoiling, but sometimes it makes a jar crack. Pressure in our lives can work that way too. God often uses pressure to preserve us by reminding us we belong to Jesus and He is with us, helping us. But sometimes when we're under pressure, we crack and give in to temptation. The truth is, we all have weak spots that are prone to cracking. But once we know Jesus, we also have the power of God's Spirit to help us. He'll give us strength even when we're tempted to do things that we know go against God's good ways. When we feel that pressure, God welcomes us to come to Him and tell Him about it. We can ask for His help and He will sustain us. The Holy Spirit reminds us of God's truth and gives us the strength we need to do what's right. And even if we do give in under pressure, God will forgive us so we can start over. It can be hard not to give in to the pressure to go along with what everyone else seems to be doing. But in every temptation, He is with us, ready to help us stand firm so we don't crack. All right, let's think about this for a second. When do you feel the most pressured? In times like these, how could it be helpful to remember that we belong to Jesus and we have His Spirit in us? Remember, we can always talk to God, and we can also share our struggles with trusted Christians. What are some ways we can help each other resist temptation and also remind each other of Jesus' love and forgiveness when we fail? Now, as you and I can read in 2 Timothy 4:18, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to His heavenly kingdom." And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Daniel 1:8-15, 1 Corinthians 10:13, and 2 Corinthians 4:6-10 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and is there something that you've been learning about God that you want to share with us? Go to unlocked.org and tap Write for Us in the menu to find out how you can send in your own story. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, how changing seasons is a way creation praises God. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.